This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen. Global financial leaders are gathering this week in the tiny resort town of Davos, Switzerland, for the annual World Economic Forum. The forum features seminars about topics like the function of capitalism, all against the backdrop of big parties and plenty of glad-handing. But the glitz is a bit toned down this year. As Alex Helmick reports from Switzerland, this year Davos is serious business.
This year's World Economic Forum is drawing a record number of business leaders, more than 1,400. But the forum has always had the business world on board. What makes this year so different, say organizers, is that the global economy is in the state of crisis.
I think it's also very important that at this conference we be absolutely honest about where the world is at this moment.
That's billionaire media titan Rupert Murdoch. His outlook is grim.
Here we are, we're in a crisis, and now how do we get out of it quickly? The crisis is getting worse, and when you get to the real economy, values are still going down, and it's going to take a very drastic action to turn that around, if it can be turned around quickly.
Murdoch's not alone in his lack of optimism.
I think it's actually, we're kidding ourselves if we think this is straightforward.
Stephen Green is group chairman for banking giant HSBC. He says the issues are complex, and putting the world's business and political elite in one place to exchange ideas can only help.
Davos this year is more than ordinarily important. The opportunity to compare notes, to talk about some of the specific implications, not in the expectation of coming up with easy remedies, I don't think it's a matter of that, but just continuing to work through the very difficult situation that we have and finding the way forward.
And that way forward includes a larger role from governments. Around the world, billions of dollars have been infused into private companies, notably banks. And here in Davos, governments are taking a larger role too. Top leaders from China, Germany, Russia, and the UK are attending, but President Barack Obama is not. He sent his senior advisor, Valerie Jarrett, to the meeting. Former United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan says governments need to be involved because they're experiencing their own crisis.
The current architecture for managing global affairs, I think, is broken and needs to be fixed.
Annan says times have changed.
We have major new players coming on the scene. They need to be integrated. The poor have to be given a voice. We cannot continue to run the world based on countries that won a war 60 years ago.
Adding another crisis to the list, the environment. High-profile climate change talks will happen in Copenhagen later this year, but will the financial crisis overshadow real climate change agendas and ideas here in Davos?
Well, there's no question that the financial crisis is center stage at the meeting this week.
Jim Leap is the Director General of the World Wildlife Fund.
But it's also worth noting that climate and other sustainability issues like water, for example, are very prominent on this agenda, despite the financial situation. And I think that reflects a recognition that those are now mainstream concerns and actually need to be integral to solving the financial problems.
It's those types of ideas that organizers say are important to the forum. Multiple views about fixing a financial meltdown and taking the economy from current crisis into post-crisis. It's challenges like this one that leaders here say will prove that Davos does still matter. For NPR News, I'm Alex Helmick at the World Economic Forum in Davos.